Okay, this week is Parashas Veschanan, Shabbos Nachamu, 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 Ami. Okay, I really need a Yeshaya, but we got it. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Where exactly do we find Nechama? Where do we find Nechama in Parashas Veschanan? The answer is all over the place. Let's go through some examples of where we find Nechama. The first Nechama we find is the first pasuk, Vo'es Hanan El Hashem Bo'es Ha'Hilena. Tisha B'Av is alluded to in the words Bo'es Ha'Hi. Because what exactly is the context of Bo'es Ha'Hi? Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to be allowed entrance into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was desperately misfollowed. Here he conquered Sichon and Oik. He's on the border of Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad Khan, this is where you get off the train. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? For Eschanan, he was misfollowed to Hashem, please let me come into Eretz Yisrael. We identify with Moshe Rabbeinu every year, Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av comes and passes, and Mashiach has not come. And it's very disturbing. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu felt, look, I've got this far, we've come to the boundary, and even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shavuah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to annul the Shavuah. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed me to succeed in conquering Sichon and Og, this already is an indication that there's a real possibility that I will be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly what Rashi says. For Isahi la'achar shekavashti Eretz Sichon ve'Og, after I've conquered Sichon ve'Og, dimisi, I thought to myself, Shema chuter ha'neder. The neder has been annulled. Tisha B'Av has come. And Tisha B'Av, we always have in the back of our mind, Shema, we know that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is going to be a day that's going to be transformed into the day of great Simcha. And we always have this hope, Shema, maybe the Gezerah of Golis will come to an end. And it's very frightening, depressing, sad, disappointing, disheartening when the Tisha B'Av passes and it's business as usual. Nothing has happened. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? No problem. For Eschanan, there's a backup plan. The backup plan needs to be misfal. Maybe there is still hope. That is the Nechama. That Gufa is the Nechama. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shema, we are disappointed, as Moshe was disappointed, Moshe did not lose faith. Moshe was still able to come close, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koyach of Tzvila. There's a very powerful word, Ve'eschanan. I beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is our Nechama. Although the Geula has not yet come, even though it's Bo'eis Ha'hi, there was a possibility, there was Shema, there was a real chance. If it passed, we're no different than Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't give up hope. We don't despair. Klal Yisrael is resilient. We can identify with Moshe. Bo'eis Hanan, we can still come and make a connection. This is the greatest Nechama for Klal Yisrael. Okay, the Sfas Emes is also famous to say the Nechama for Klal Yisrael is the fact that after Tisha B'Av, Hashem gave us two matanos, the Aseres HaDibros and the Parsha of Shana. Aseres HaDibros is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, recognition of the Creator, and Shema is the Emuna. The Emuna of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The idea, the awareness, is like a shirach. It's one thing to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and it's another madrega to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two things go together, and this is exactly what we need after Tisha B'Av. After Tisha B'Av, the Chumash Samidush, we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and we have emunah Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay, let's go to another quick idea. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he comes to the end of the parish, we'll come to more some Yonah and Nechama in a few months. I want to go through some of the psukim here as well. Moshe comes here to Eretz Yisrael, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me go into Eretz Yisrael. Ever novi Eretz Eretz Hatoiva Hazos Hatoiva Hashem Eiver Hayardin Ahar Hatoiv Hazeva Halavana. Hashem says no. Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem v'leshem ayloi vayomash v'elai rav loch al toisef daber ilai oid v'adavar hazeh. And Hashem says, the best that I can do for you is to, you should go up to the mountain and you can look. Alei reish ha-piska v'soinecha, look yoma, west, tzafoina, north, seimana is south, umizrocha, east, re'ei v'enecha kiloi tzavor es hayardein hazeh. It's a gewalt of kasha. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask Moshe to look east? Looking east, you're looking backwards. If Moshe Rabbeinu Gezuda, Moshe Rabbeinu right now, at this point I'm sitting on the east side of the Yarden. Klal Yisrael is about to pass over. Moshe is looking west. He's looking at Eretz Yisrael west. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, look Yoma, look at the whole Eretz Yisrael, Zuntait. After you look west, look to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Then look to the south of Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe, when he looks in these three directions, you see the whole Eretz Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu was on the east. Then Hashem says to Moshe, take a 180 degree turn and look east. What are you looking at? The desert?
That's where we came from.
But that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to do. Again, Moshe is asking Hashem, here we are, we're on the east side of the Yarden. Let me cross, let me pass, let me enter into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, no, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. The best that I can do for you is I can let you see the land. Go up to the Reish HaPiska, Ure'ei Ve'enecha, and you can look V'soinecha, and look at the land. If you were writing these psukim, if you were in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would tell Moshe to look west, to look north, and to look south. You would not tell Moshe Rabbeinu to make an about face, to make a 180-degree turn, and look east, because that's looking back at the Midbar where you came from. So my high, what exactly is going on over here?
He wants to see the difference. That's much better than we made right.
But that's not what he's telling him to do. I hear what you're saying, but Hashem says, Rav lach al toisef daber elai oid badover hazeh alei reish ha-pizko v'soy necha yomo v'tzafoyin v'semonim v'zruch v'ei v'necha ki loy savor sa yardin hazeh. Hashem, look at Rashi. Rashi is saying over here, Rashi says, ato, let's see, we'll find the pasuk, Rav lach v'ei v'necha Bikashta, I'm reading Rashi Pasuch of Zayin. Bikashta mimeni, you asked from me the ere es oretz hatoiva. I want to see the land. Okay, Hashem says, ani mare lecha es kula. I'm going to show you the entire land. Shenemar vayareu Hashem es kol oretz. It says later on, Hashem showed the entire earth. But that's not what it is over here in this pasuk. My high. It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. What is the mention of the east? So the simple answer is that turning backwards, you're looking at the Eiver Hayard in the land of Sichon and Oik, which was given to Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, Nechatz Yishev and Menashe, even though at this moment in time it does not yet have Kedusha, because it was conditional upon the conquest of Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, of the west side of the Yarden. But ultimately, retroactively, even the land on the east side of the Yarden will also have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Right now it does not, but one day will. It will not have the full Kedusha, but it will have also Kedusha, a degree of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That is the simple answer. But I think there's a much more basic, there's a much more powerful answer, and that is, it's a Nogei Halacha L'maisa. And the answer is that part of Eretz Yisrael is not just the actual land of Eretz Yisrael. Part of the experience of Eretz Yisrael is to appreciate everything it took to get there. Moshe says, I want to see the land. Hashem says to Moshe, okay, look at the land, but also make an about face. And look back at the 40 years in the Midbar. That wasn't a waste. You want to see Eretz Yisrael? You want to desperately be part of Eretz Yisrael? Moshe, you are part of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that you have taught and you have guided, you have nurtured, you have developed this nation for 40 years in the Midbar, the 42 Masos, every one of those 42 Masos was a contribution to Eretz Yisrael, the fact that you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael. Look, what do Chazal say? The name, maybe with this Chazal, and it's clear. all of the Bate Kinesios, Bate Midrashos, and Chutz Li'aretz La'asalavo are going to be lifted up and brought to Eretz Yisrael. It's hard for us to imagine what this means. I believe today the technology does exist. Okay, you probably have to shut down every single highway and build new highways to do this, but the technology exists where you can pick up mamish, this shul, there's probably technology in existence today. You can pick up this whole shul from the ground and put it on some type of barge and somehow drive it and ship it overseas to Eretz Yisrael. You'd have to shut down every single highway, and you have to probably build new highways to do so, but the technology does. What? I don't know if we have such big planes that can do,
that's
but
how they got the Statue of Liberty and they brought it over.
It exists, so such a thing exists, so it's not so far fetched. But Chazal say this is so. Why? Why does it have to be brought? The Teretz says it belongs there because every Beis Medrash, Beis HaKnesses, is a chelik, is an extension of Eretz Yisrael. If you mekayim the mitzvahs kedasu chedin, you're bringing Eretz Yisrael into chutz la'aretz. And therefore Hashem says to Moshe a very powerful lesson, make Mizrach, make an about face. I'm showing you the whole Eretz Yisrael. For 40 years, you went 42 locations, 42 masos. You set up shop 42 times in the Midbar. This is Eichet, a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. And this is something which you experienced, you saw, you had. So you do to some degree have a chelik even in Eretz Yisrael. Question is a good question. Maybe the question is better than the answer, but it's something definitely kedai to discuss this idea of making the bad face. It's also very interesting. I don't have an answer for this. Is the repetition of why Hashem says look twice? Hashem says Alei Rosh HaPiskah first. V'so einecha, lift up your eyes. Yoma v'tzafoina v'seimana umizrocha nochama urei v'einecha, and see with your eyes. Why the repetition? What's the Urei Ve'enecha? Ki lo salvoris hayarden hazeh. Maybe there's two different types of Re'iyah. There's the Re'iyah of Eretz Yisrael Mamish. The first is with Sa'enecha. That's going on Yama Tzafayna V'Seymana. And then Umizrocha. Now when you're turning about face, Umizrocha, you're going to make an about face. I've seen Eretz Yisrael. I now turn my back to Eretz Yisrael. And I'm looking back at the Midbar. And now Hashem says, Urei Ve'enecha. There's something going on.
The answer is, it says the word Einecho is extra because you have previously it says Sono Einecho Rei. It doesn't say Rei Beinecho.
The Soinecho.
No, sometimes you see things not with your eyes, but sometimes you got to look with your eyes. Seeing, physically seeing is believing.
Concentrate.
Rei Beinecho, take an actual look.
Concentrate, you're not going there.
Okay,
there
is
something.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Concentrate, the last time you'll see it. Concentrate on it.
Okay, there is something, yes.
North and south, you know, you should have seen it.
Say again?
To south,
why not? If you're sitting in the middle,
if you're sitting
in the middle, right in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, the yard, and you're looking, and Hashem says toward north, it doesn't really mean north, it means towards the north. If you're looking straight, you just see west. You look at the north of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean mamish 190 degrees. It doesn't mean 90 degrees. It means at an angle. You look at the north of Eretz Yisrael, you look at the south. But to look east, you're looking at nothing.
Northwest.
Northwest, fine. North, northwest, and southwest. But to turn east, you're turning your back. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? You're not looking at Eretz Yisrael. It's a good kasha. Do you want to go say that the Eger Hayyadin is also a chilik of Eretz Yisrael? That's not what Moshe was asking for. That did not yet have Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. What you want to say is that part of where you've come from, what all of the steps that it takes to be part of Eretz Yisrael to reach, is also a chilik of Eretz Yisrael. Don't Moshe, Hashem is teaching Moshe maybe that lesson. Every step in the way, when the Mashiach will come, we're going to go and look back in history. It's a very long journey to create an Eretz Yisrael. There are many, many different stages for us to get to where we are today. Today, anyone can go to Eretz Yisrael. Get on a plane, you come to Eretz Yisrael. You know how much work, how many generations, how much planning, how much blood, how much Mesiras Nefesh it took for generations to get to this point where today you can go to Eretz Yisrael was all forgotten. Everything is forgotten. They're not going to take into consideration all of this labor of love throughout the generations, all different segments of Klal Yisrael, everyone's contribution to bring about an Eretz Yisrael. that's also a chiluk of Eretz Yisrael, and that cannot be forgotten. That has to be looked at, understood, studied, appreciated, and incorporating into our very existence. Okay, let's go to another idea. This is Shabbos Nachman. Have a good Shabbos. This Shabbos Nachman, we mentioned before that there's a nechama. What exactly is the nechama? So I want to point out, just to make an observation. On Tisha B'Av, we lay in the very frightening psukim of Kisoy Libanim Uvnevanim Vinoy Shantem Ba'aretz. You'll give birth to children, grandchildren, you live a long time in the land, and then the Pasuk predicts, Maitre predicts, I know you people, I know what's going to happen, V'hishchatem, you will act corruptly, V'asisem Pesel Tmunas Kol, V'asisem Harav Yinei Hashem L'kech L'achiso, you will anger Hashem, and I call to bear witness today the heavens and the earth, Ki Ovoid Toivei Dun Maher, you will be destroyed very swiftly. The question over here is, how can we read these psukim on Shabbos and this be called Shabbos Nachamu? The same way we read these psukim on Sunday, on Tisha B'Av, and this was the shorish of Mamish Churbin. In fact, it's supposed to say Baruch Dayin Ho'emes. It's supposed to say Baruch Dayin Ha'emes. It was a minute to say Shem Malchus before you get the person gets an aliyah. What before you get an aliyah on Yom on Tisha B'Av, before you get the aliyah, you make the bracha Asher Baruch Abanu. He's supposed to say Mamish with Shem Malchus. The minhag olam is not to do this anymore. But the poskim say you should say B'loy Shem Malchus, just the words Baruch Dayin Ha'emes. Okay, I saw the person who got shlishi on Tisha B'Av. I saw his taka said. He knew the halacha. No, not Shem Malchus. He said before he made the bracha, he said, "Lo Baruch Dayan Ho'emes." He said those words, and then what? No, that Baruch Shachar. Someone else said Shachar. So you did Baruch Shachar. Someone else said that Baruch was by Mincha. By Mincha, you don't do it. By Mincha, you know. By Mincha, you lay anybody's nechama. By Yichal. By Shachar, you say, "Lo Baruch Dayan," and then you say aloud the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Baruch Abanu. So what's the difference? This is Shabbos Nachamu. Come on. Shabbos Nachamu, you're learning the same exact psukim. There are not, these psukim are the most horrifying psukim in the entire Torah. And this is called Shabbos Nachamu. Well, how do you explain this? Here's the Teretz. Teretz is a very big difference between Tisha B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu. On Tisha B'Av, you stop in the middle of the Aliyah. You stop twice. You read these psukim. You read this fighting psukim. V'heifitz Hashem el eschem ho'amim v'nish'artem b'seim mispar. The next pasuk, pasuk chavches, v'avadetem shom Elohim ma'asei le'odam. Pasuk chavches is a little bit of a nechama. U'vikashtem mishom, you'll be in Golos. And there in Golos, you'll seek as Hashem elokechum otzasa. Oh, you'll find Hashem in Golos, but you're still in Golos. Ki sidr shenu b'cholavavcha v'chol nafshecha. And the Valkyria stops. He stops. And then they give another aliyah. Batsar lecha, in your distress, umitzu'ucha kol hadvarim ha'ela. Terrible psukim. Frightening psukim. And he goes on, and you go on a few more psukim to where do we stop? Where does aliyah stop? I'm not exactly sure. I don't have the sitter in front of you. Okay, no, I'm not sure. I think you go further. I think it's the new aliyah. You stop. And then the third aliyah, you start again. And then all of a sudden it tells you good things. It tells you, to give you Eretz Yisrael. Lehoirish, Goyim. In other words, the cycle is going to continue. Once again, you're going to get back Eretz Yisrael. Goyim, Gdolim, Yatsumim, Mimichom, Yiponech, Lahaviachol, Losses, Lachol, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisrael, Mazeh, Yodata, Hayoim, Vahashem, Yisrael, Lerech, Ki Hashem, 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 Lerech, It's a very important yisoid. The chilek is that on Tisha B'Av you stop, because when you're stopping is symbolic of the tsara is so great, we break down. We have a catastrophic failure. We can't go further. There's a churban. We have tsaras. We're in galus, and we're stuck. We're stuck in galus. Shabbos Nachamu, you can lay in the same sukkim, but it's no big deal because you don't get stuck. Okay, let's say you're riding through some very dangerous neighborhood. It's no big deal. As long as the car is moving, the wheels are moving, the engine is moving, and you're inside a comfortable air-conditioned car, as long as the car is moving, do you ever feel a sakana when you're driving through a dangerous neighborhood? Of course not. You have a good car, everything is fine and good, who's going to harm you? But the neighborhood is horrible. When your car gets stuck, you get a flat tire, or the engine conks out, and now you have to pull over the side in Harlem, in a really dangerous place, now you are in big, big trouble. Now you're at the mercy of your neighbors, of the people. That's the chilek between Tisha B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu. On Shabbos Nachamu, we read the same sukkah, but we don't stop. We read about, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and there's going to be problems, and we're going to be nichshol in averos, and we're going to worship idols, and there's going to be galus. Keep on going, but do not worry. In galus, we're going to find the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're going to do tshuva, and we're going to return, and Hashem's going to give us all the brachas, and He's going to give us the land which He promised our forefathers, all the miracles, the oases of Mosin, to wipe out all the nations, and we're going to return to Eretz Yisrael, and the Adata Hayem Hashirosa, Lenocha Ki Hashem, Lokim Hashmai, that's the chilek. To go through the entire series of sukkim again without stopping in the middle. This is the ultimate nechama. When you come to those great points, those same great points that you experience on Tisha B'Av, and you don't stop, and you keep on going, you can deal with it. We can learn from the experience, and we can keep our eye on the ball and reach our destination. This is Nachamu, Nachamu. Same sukkim, only difference is don't get stuck. Don't break down. Don't get a flat tire in the middle.
It's like a child. He's afraid of a bull, but then the shepherd runs over the bull and says, chase me.
Okay. Let's go now to another idea. This idea is a beautiful idea. This comes from Shemin HaTorah, Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, the rabbi emeritus of the Young Israel of
Brooklyn.
That happens to be located in Williamsburg. And we say every single Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. That's really composite of two psukim. Where does the Zois HaTorah come from? The sixth parasha. The Zois HaTorah, Asher Samoisha, Lefnei B'nei Yisrael. Where is this pasuk written? It's written in reference to Moshe Rabbeinu designating three cities. Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Adin Be'ever Hayardein. Mizrach HaShemesh on the east side. On the east side of the Yarden, Moshe set aside three cities. What was the purpose of these three cities? Orei Miklat. L'noshom Rotzech Asher Yitzach Esrei V'zidas V'hu Lo Sinei Lo Moshe L'Shoim V'nos L'chas Minalem O'el L'vachoy Es Betze B'midbar Beretz HaNishor L'Ruveni V'es Shemois Bagilo L'Agodi V'es Kilo Mavosh L'Menashi. Three different cities. And then begins the pasuk that we say every time we take out a sefer Torah. V'zois haTorah asher sam Moshe lufnei b'nei Yisrael. So Rav Weinberger, what's the shaykh zelozeh? Now Rashi said the derech pshat that the word v'zois haTorah is going forward. It's not going backwards. It's going on the next parasha. The next parasha where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to begin. Vayikra Moshe kol yishavayim alayim shna yishah ha'esachukim v'yesa mishpatim ha'shanofim v'dayver be'eznechem hayom l'madim osam v'lishmadim la'asayisam. It's going forward, it's not going backwards. But Rav Weinberger says al derech drush, it's also going backwards. And the lesson is, the three cities that Moshe Rabbeinu designated were not activated. They were not functional. They did not halachically save or tzeach until the other cities on the other side of the Yarden were established and were functional. So what then was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Why was he wasting his time establishing three cities that would not be functional for decades until Klal Yisrael would be ready? Rashi explains, mitzvah habo liyotcha al tachnitzena. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, even though you're not, there's no way in the world you're going to be able to complete the mitzvah, you're going to be able to succeed in mitzvah, you have to do what you have to do. A person has to take advantage of an opportunity and do whatever he can do. The post then goes on to say, this, what Moshe Rabbeinu did, is a model for all of us. V'zois ha-Torah asher sar Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This example was critical for Klal Yisrael to understand. Moshe, he went, he demonstrated, I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael. These cities are not going to be functional. It's going to be an enormous effort on my part to set up these cities. Here I am, my last day of my life. What am I wasting my time on this? I have more important things to do. Much more important things to do. Put my house in order. And here I'm going, and I'm going through the blueprints. I'm dealing with all of the logistics of putting together these three cities when they're not going to anyway do it or serve anything. It doesn't matter. The Hashem told me, I have a mitzvah, I have an opportunity, you go for it. V'zois ha-Torah! And for all of you, Klal Yisrael, learn the lesson from me. You have an opportunity. Bernard Weinberg says.
Yeah. Yeah. So he did this halacha the Maaseh.
He did a halacha
the Maaseh. He was a young rabbi, he moved into Williamsburg.
There was nothing there.
And Satmar was there, and they were not Hasidim of Israel. He walked across the street, and he saw the Satmar Rebbe going, they're coming from Shul. He invited him to be a sandit. And the Rebbe said, of course. And then he asked him where. He says, in the young Israel.
So did he come?
So of course he went. Right. So first you do it.
Zois ha-Torah. So every time you see the Sefer Torah, you pick up your finger to the Sefer Torah and you say Zois ha-Torah. It's kedai to know the context, like we learned yesterday about Hinei kichomer biyad hayoitzem. The very nice words, but they don't mean anything unless you know the context and where it came from. It comes from the idea. It's a revision. It's a second plan B. Plan B, after things do not go according to plan, so the Yoitzer, he goes ahead and he redoes, he refashions the Choymer. Likewise here, when you say the Zois HaTorah Shesamoyesh, it's G'day to know the context. It goes back, you have an opportunity, take advantage. Don't worry about what's going to be at the end of the day. Right now, you do your part. Beautiful word from Rabbi Weinberger. Okay, let's go to another idea. And this idea is a popular idea. What really intrigued me is the addition, the Hoysafa, from Rabbi Avraham Shur Shlita. What is the idea? Before we come to his addition, we have here Voeschan. Rashi tells us that Voeschan is Bigamatria 515. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalel 515 Tfilos. Hashem said, Ad Kan, if you Mispalel one more Tfilah, it's going to come to a point where I'm not going to be able to say no. And then that's not going to be for the ultimate benefit of Klal Yisrael that you come into Eretz Yisrael, because then there will be too much Kedusha, and then when it will happen, they'll have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and have to bring punishment, it's going to, not going to be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, that's a Jewish in itself. But Hashem said to Moshe, no more Tfilah. So the Mefarshim, this is an idea, it's a common idea, I don't know who exactly would come from, but the idea is that we have a word called Machaneh. Machaneh is Bigamatria 103. Correct? Machaneh, the Mem and the Nun Chesei is 103. The Ribbono Shel Olam designated a location for the Beis HaMikdash. Vayar Es HaMokoyim Merochuk. Avram Avinu was traveling with Yitzchak, and they saw the Mokoyim. This is the Mokom, the earth that has been designated. The designated to be the place of the Hashoras HaShinah, the Machaneh, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to camp, is going to rest His Shinah upon this sacred earth. Along came Avraham after the Akedah, and Avraham was Mispalel, Bahar Hashem Yeroi. Indeed, this Mokom is holy. I want to contribute to the cause. Hashem, you've rested your Shekhinah. This is the Makom that you've told me to come near. I also want to contribute. Halavai the Har Hashem. He called this called this a Har. Har is Bigmatria 205. It's one off. I know it's one off, but everyone says this. So this is what it says in all the Svarim. Everyone loves this gematria. So one has never been a problem. So it's, we'll make believe it's really 206. What is 206? What is 206? I'm not a big fan of that, but whatever. 206 is twice times machane. And therefore, when Avram called this makom the Har, what he was really doing is he was contributing to the cause. Hashem, you designated this area as the makom. I also want to contribute. I want to be mispalel the Har Hashem Yeroi. Yitzchak, at a later point in time when he meets Rivka, Chazal say, where did he go to be mispalel? He went to the Kaisel. What's the Kaisel? The Mokim where the Akedah took place. The Sadeh. Yitzchak called the Mokim of the Akedah, the Mokim that Hashem designated, the Mokim, Hashem's Machaneh, the place where Avraham contributed, calling it the Har. He called it a Sadeh. What is a Sadeh? Sadeh is Bigmatria 309. 309 is three times the number Machane. Machane. In other words, everyone is contributing. Yaakov Avinu said when he came, when he slept on it, on his way to running away from Esav, when he came, went to Aram, he went to Lavan, to Aram Naharayim, and he comes, he passes the Mokah of the Beis HaMikdash, he takes the 12 stones, he walks down. Hamokah, he says, Hashem, you will be with me for Evan Azos Yiyah Beis Elohim. What is the bias? Bias the gematria 412. That is four times machane. Yaakov also contributed to this machane.
Who was the
what? Hashem. Hashem. Yeah. He established the machane. So Hashem, this is the machane of the Hashem. It's not machane, it's machane. Why machane? No one explains that. Not that I know of. I leave that for you. What is the significance of machane? It's Hashem's machane. Hashem's camp. Hashem encamps in this world. Avraham doubled it, which indicates he contributed. Yitzchak gave his portion. Yaakov gave his portion. And notice when each one gave their portion, each one is adding to the, each one is adding, doubling the exact numeric value to what it was before. If it's starting off with Machaneh, everyone is adding 103. Everyone is adding a Machaneh. Hashem encamped here. Avraham encamped here. Yitzchak Yaakov, and then comes along one last encampment, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu vo eschanan el Hashem vo esahi leimor. Vo eschanan is 515, which is five times the word machane, five times. So Moshe also contributed to this makom. Avraham, Hashem. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe.
What Moshe say?
Machane, I don't know where Machane is. It doesn't say anywhere Machane. But Yaris Machanoim.
Yaakov,
Machanecha, I don't know where. I don't know. That's a hole. That is a problem which I'm sure the Gedolei Hadarshanim in this room will find the solution. I gotta give you something to think about also, over Shabbos. Right? You have to be the fascia. What?
Homework.
Yes. It says that 515, if you make it one more, then it adds on to the Har. That's the one that you were missing.
If
no,
he
I
adds,
want you to say Behar Hashem Yeroh. So this the Har. You said this two is double, so it's two Bodeh Mikdashos.
Yeah.
But Behar is 207 because there will be a third.
207.
God will show us the third and will come down and deliver it.
Okay, this is a common, this is a very popular drush on Parashas Voeschan. If you look in the Svarim, the drush Svarim, on Parashas Voeschan, you're guaranteed to come across this Svar. This is from the popular Verloch. Okay, it's a nice number Verloch. You have to explain why is Machane the most, why is that the key word which keeps on doubling. And the first machane is Hashem. Hashem establishes His presence in this place. Hashem is making a camp. What is a machane? An encampment. Hashem is traveling, and Hashem present His encampment is in this makom, and each one of the others came to this makom and also settled here. Avraham settled here, Yitzchak settled here, Yaakov settled here, and Moshe wanted to settle here as well. It was Moshe's tefillos which was the final contribution. Someone, Hashem, provided the karka. Each one provided one of the walls. And the way it's explained is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he provided the gad, the ceiling. The ceiling is the shelter. The Koyach HaTfilah provided the shelter. Now, Rabbi Shur, he says something very, very beautiful. Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lochem es ha-shavos. When the man fell, when the man fell for the first time in the Midbar, Moshe, they came to Moshe. Moshe, what's going on? How come there's no man? There was double portion on Friday, and there's no man on Shabbos. When there was double portion on Friday, they came to Moshe. Moshe, what's going on? Why today did the double portion fall? And Moshe says, Ru'u, ki Hashem, nosan lochem es, ha-Shabbos. Hashem is teaching you the mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh. Ha Shabbos is Rosh Tevos, Rabbi Shur explains, is Rosh Tevos. Har, ha, shin is sodeh, in order also, how nice. The days is bias. Shabbos is tefillah, is, I think about this. Okay, the Tav is the Koyach of Tzilov Eschanan El Hashem. Moshe was the Mispalel, was himself 515, is the Tzilov of Moshe. Tzilov of Moshe, Isha Lekim is Tzilov. So he's basically saying is that what the Beis HaMikdash is in Mokoyim, is in location, is what Shabbos is in Zman, in time. And this is the ultimate Nechama for us on Shabbos Nachamu.
Nachamu.
Ha-Shabbos. Ha-Shabbos.
So, five with the letters.
Okay, let's not go there. Okay.
But
this is the Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu. On Shabbos Nachamu, we learn about the Koyach of Tfilah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Koyach HaTfilah is the Shlemos. Even though Moshe, he did not enter. Moshe Rabbeinu was not permitted to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And Moshe Rabbeinu was misfalo. And his tefillah in this chazal is what's mashrim the Beis HaMikdash. The Hashlom, the Beis HaMikdash, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, we may not have a physical Beis HaMikdash. But Shabbos, why is it after Shabbos Nachamu? The first Shabbos after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we can find comfort in Shabbos. Because Zman is not something you can destroy. You can destroy bricks and stones. That you can destroy. They're no longer here. The Shechina departed from the bricks and stones. But you can't destroy Zman. Because Zman is something which is Nitzchi. Zman is something which is Hoya Hoya Ve'iyah. When you come to the first Shabbos after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, you're coming in contact with the equivalent of the Beis HaMikdash. And that is refreshing. That is revivifying. That is the Nechama for the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Zman. Ru'uki Hashem. Hashem is the Shorish of everything. And then Hashem has given us, we have the Messiah of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. We have the equivalent of the Beis HaMikdash. And we can revive ourselves through properly observing the Kedusha of Shabbos. Very beautiful idea from Rabbi Avraham Shur. Now also, once we're talking about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, it also fits in very well what the Sfasemis says, is that this week part of the Nechama is we have the Aseres Adibos. And there's something very important to note about the Aseres Adibros, that this week's Parsha, that's very different than the Aseres Adibros of Parshas Yisro. I'm not referring just to the men, not to the word Toiv. By the way, there are 22 differences. There are 22 differences between the first set of Luchas and the second set of Luchas. The way the Aseres Adibros in Parshas Yisro versus the Aseres Adibros in Parshas Eschanan. And one of the major differences is the Toiv. The word Toiv does not appear in the different reasons for Shabbos. Is it by Sibirishis? Is it in Tzias Mitzrayim? But it does not say the word Toiv. The word Toiv does not appear in the first set of Dibros because it has to show in Pasuk Toiv in Yisrael. There's something I think is much more important, much more significant, which is not even in the text. And it's alluded to, and that is the second Luchos come to us in the Zuchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in addition to Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah is called Toras Moshe. We all know that. It's Toras Moshe. When we say in the Animamus, What?
Torah Tzivu
Lanu Moshe. It's Torah Moshe. But after the Chet HaEgel, the first Luchos were destroyed, were shattered. And the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a replacement, the second set of Luchos, is because Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Zechor LeAvraham LeYitzchak UleYaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu had to use the Zechus of the Avos in order to get a replacement of the Luchos Shniyos. The Luchos Shniyos bring to the table Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Of course, Torah is Torah. There's no question. Everything comes from the Avos, but it was not, the Avos were not front and center in the giving of the Torah. It was Torah Samoishe. But the Luchos Shniyos, the Avos were front and center. It was only in their Zchus. The Beis Hamikdash is built. The Beis Hamikdash is built from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe. Hashem provides the Mokoyim, the first Machne, and Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Har, Bayis, Bar Har, Sode, Bayis. Moshe is the closer. Moshe was mispalled to come into Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis Hamikdash, to bring the Shekhinah. Shabbos, the Lucha, that is what Shabbos also, as we mentioned before, is the Rosh Hashanah, and the Avos coming together. We actually say on Shabbos Mincha, we say Avraham Yogel, Yitzchak Yiranein, Yaakov Levonov Yenuchuvo. When we do the Shabbos Mincha is the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira. Shabbos Mincha all come together again. Because when did Moshe Rabbeinu die? Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira took place Shabbos Mincha. Just like Baruch Hanan, Moshe says, I can't come into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's parish, is saying goodbye. Baruch Hanan and Hashem, Hashem, please allow me to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, Moshe, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. You have to get off the train right here. What do we do Shabbos Mincha? We say Tzidkas Chetzedek. Shabbos Mincha, we say goodbye to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gets off the train. And that same Shabbos Mincha, we say Tzidkas Chetzedek in the Shemona Esrei. Who do we mention? We mention the connection to Shabbos of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham, Yogel, Yitzchak, Yerenein, Yaakov, Yvonav, Yenuchuvo. Their connection, that it all has to be described in the various midrashim, but it's explicit in the Nusach HaTfilah. They all come together.
You don't mention Moshe.
What?
You don't mention Moshe clearly, though.
Moshe not clearly, but Moshe, the Tzichos Chatzek, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu's Kufa, Moshe is the Tokfai, Shabbos Mincha, and that's also the Kedush, the Shlemus of Shabbos, of the Avos, all coming together, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And it's also significant that the Luchos of Parshas Veschanan are also a different type of Luchos. It's a Torah of the Avos together with Moshe Rabbeinu, not just Moshe Rabbeinu alone, and not the Avos alone.
Tzikoscha
is... Right, Tzikoscha is exactly what I said. Tzikoscha, that's why we say Tzikoscha Shabbos Mincha. Okay, we say it to Tzidik HaDin three times. Tzidik HaDin is said at Rachmana Lassamalim at a funeral. When we go to the cemetery, it's a Tzidik HaDin. 14 psukim, there are 14 different expressions. Tzidik HaDin is said on Tisha B'Av, L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, 22 expressions of Tzidik HaDin, and it's said in Shabbos Mincha, 3 psukim, Tzidik HaDin. Three times a year, 3 different kufas to recite Tzidik HaDin. Okay, let's now go to another idea, focusing a little bit on today. Today is Tu B'Av. Today is a special Yom Tov. Lo hayu yavim kavim b'shol ki tu ba'av v'yem ha'kipurim shebahem b'nei shol yitzayis. They would go out into the vineyard and borrow clothing and dance, and the boys would come to look for girls. So this is just a side point. I don't have an explanation. Something good to think about. It's a very good topic of conversation. The Gemara says that there were different types of girls. There were girls who were wealthy. There were girls who were beautiful. Not in particular order. 40 and slip, right? Girls that were beautiful, girls that were wealthy, and the most important girls, they had yichus. And each one would peddle their wares. Everyone who would say, young man, the ikar is yichus, whatever, the Gemara goes on, I don't remember the Gemara al-Peh, each one would say, would tell the boys what happened. So I saw a question asked. I don't like what the answer
is. I got all
three. I saw the question. I don't know what the answer is. Something to think about. What happened if a girl, the Gemara only presents a situation where a girl had one of the three? then she would call out and she would say, I'm a miyuchas. Don't look at me, what I look like. That's not what's important. My yichas is what's important. Or look at my money. I have a PhD. Pop has dough. Look at the money. Or look at the yoifi. Look at the beauty. What happened if a girl had all three?
I'll tell you what happened.
What did she say? What happened if a girl had two? Oh, very good. Very good. Then, shtikusa.
I married all three, and I married up to the and I never heard the end of it.
Well, she waited till afterwards.
She has to stop talking.
Today's the anniversary? Today's the anniversary?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
that's why you were thinking.
She needed a
Okay, mazel tov. Okay, that's a very good topic of conversation.
Right.
What happened when a girl had all three milas? The Gemara only presents a situation where the girl had one of three milas. If a girl had all three, does that, so what would she present herself? Okay, that, I don't have a good answer. Think about that. Okay, but let's go. What is the significance of two be'af? Okay, so we discussed, we spent the whole day on this, we spent the show on this, the six things which happened to Tuba Av. I somehow found the Chama in the seventh thing that's not in the Gemara, which you mentioned from some of the Darshanim, is that Tuba Av is the day when Klal Yisrael gets up from sitting Shiva for the Beis HaMikdash. It's the seventh day, it's Nechama. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the ninth day, that's the first day of Avelos, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. The 15th day is the 7th day of Avelos. That means we get up from sitting Shiva. It's a day of Nechama. It fits very well with one of the five, six reasons. One of the six reasons of why we celebrate Tu B'Av is because the Haruge Beitar were given over for Kivura. Haruge Beitar was truly the end of Luchor Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, just because it's very clear from the Mepharshim, just because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, does so what? It's not the end. That's not the end. So the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So we'll rebuild it. Today we see you can rebuild things very quickly. 1, 2, 3, so we'll rebuild it. What's the problem? There was still a war going on. There were captives. Most of Klal Yisrael was taken down to Rome. But there was still a Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael. There was Beitar. There was Beitar. And in Beitar, among Beitar, the Sanhedrin was functional. And we had most of the Asorah, Harugim, Malchus were living, were alive and well. The Shechina was Medaberet, Zitech, Groinei, Rabbi Akiva, Vachaverov.
They were still Makir, the Karban Pesach.
They were still Makir, the Karban Pesach, every single year for those years. Rabbi Akiva was living. Rabbi Akiva, Vachaverov were alive and well. And as long as Rabbi Akiva was alive and well in the Sanhedrin, there was a significant presence of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Yerushalayim was not the best place to live at that point in time, but it was in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Bar Kokhba rebellion turned sour, and there was a massacre, and Haruge Beitar and the Asar Haruge Malchus were killed, that was the end. It was curtains. It was just like the Bais Rishon when Gedalia was assassinated. It was the end of the end. That's why Tzom Gedalia is a very harsh kindness, because it represented not just the Chur Beis HaMikdash, it represented the end of the end. Likewise, Haruge Beitar was the end of the end. And many felt, it's over. There's nothing left of Klal Yisrael. There's no way after a double Chorban can we ever return. Can there be a degree of Tchias HaMeisim for Klal Yisrael? 7 years after Haruge Beitar, the massacre, the Klal Yisrael, the survivors, were given permission to bury the dead. And miraculously, the bodies did not decay. And they were buried, and they were buried. And the Chazal instituted a special bracha, Hatoy v'Hametiv, both on the end of Birchas HaMazon, the fourth bracha, and when a person is eating a meal and they bring out new wine, wine that's better than the previous wine, they recite the bracha Hatoy v'Hametiv. And this was the Klal Yisrael, a very great degree of nechama. What's the nechama? Sheloi hisrichu. The fact that the bodies did not decay was an indication that Klal Yisrael did not decay. The bodies of the Kedoshim represented that there was no sirchon in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was alive and well. There was no decay. There's and kovod. They were given to Lekvu. What is the purpose of burial? The Iker Tafkid of burying a human being is to Kovod Hames, is to give honor to a human being, to give honor to the body. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Klal Yisrael, the Kedoshim, to be buried, B'derech Kovod, to be buried, was an indication Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving Kovod to Klal Yisrael. There could not be a greater Nechama to Klal Yisrael. And at the end of the end, Harugi Beitar is the end of the end. And there was despair. And the fact that Shaloi Hisrichu, and they were given Kovod, was the greatest degree of Nechama for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that fits in very well with this idea that Tu B'Av is the seventh day after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's the day when we get up from Shiva. You get up from Shiva, the Beis HaMikdash, it's a very great degree of comfort for Klal Yisrael. And the fact that's very fascinating is the bracha of the Hatoy V'Hametid is one of the only brachas. It's not the only bracha, but it's very rare to find an expression of comfort. It's kedai to keep this in mind. It's very kedai today, if you have not done so already, to wash for bread today. Especially before Chatzos, running out of time, before Chatzos, and wash the bread in order that you can make with Kavana. It's a very holy day today. You don't know what you can accomplish by saying with Kavana, Birchas HaMazon, and particularly reciting the fourth bracha of the Birchas HaMazon with Kavana. Even if you don't recite, it's a big segula, but it's a very big segula to say with Kavana, the last bracha, to say Shabbos is too late. What?
Those that do wash usually every year, not when it's Erev Shabbos.
Not when it's what?
That's when it's Erev Shabbos, the Dafka don't wash.
Don't wash Erev Shabbos. Why not?
I don't know.
Before Chatzos, there's no reason why you can't wash before Chatzos. After Chatzos, the Shaila, you don't have a Suda after Chatzos. Well, maybe you can be brought to the Megal once a year. Someone will remind you to Megal to say. Many people, when you say Brachos HaMazon the whole year, they don't have Kavanah the whole year. Mm-hmm. At least one day a year to have Kavanah, especially when you come to the fourth Bracha to say all these beautiful things. HaMelech HaToiv, VeHaMeitiv LaKol SheBechol Yoyim V'Yom Hu Heitiv Hu Neitiv Hu Yeitiv Lanu. All of these expressions were instituted Bo Bayom on this very day. Hu Gimolanu Hu Gomlenu Hu Yigmolenu La'ad. These are very powerful expressions that we recognize on this day that we will exist forever. It's an amazing thing because on this day, people until this point in time, people thought that it's over. When they saw Shaloi Hisrichu and the cover that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael after the Churban, it was an acknowledgement that we're going to be around forever. The Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishakel. L'chein u'l'chesed u'l'rachanin u'l'revach hatzola v'hatzlocha bracha v'yeshua. And the most important word of this bracha for our work concern is nechama. Nechama was part of the nusach of this bracha. Parnasa v'chalkola v'racha v'chayim. It's machaneh. Machaneh, that's right, very good. Nechama is machaneh, very good. Fits in with the other idea. Is machaneh, v'rachem l'chaim v'shom l'chol tov, v'mikol tov, l'oilam al yichashem. That's important thing. Now, here's another short idea relating to the Tuba of. Tuba of, the Mepharshim explained, represents the concept of the letter Samach. What is the 15th letter in the Aleph base? The Samach. Lo hayu yamim toivim l'yishol, kitu be'av. Like the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis. The 15th letter in the Aleph Beis is Samach. What is the significance of Samach? It's a circle. The circle. What did they do on this day, on Tu B'Av? They went out into the vineyards, they danced in circles. The Gemara Masech, the Tanis of Lamed Aleph? No, only for the girls. It was only girls. What? Only the girls were dancing. The boys were watching. The boys were watching them dance. They had to know how to dance good, I guess. They had to know they had to really show off. They had to know how to dance well. So the boys should wonder. Samach is a circle.
The boys were in the middle.
No, on the outside.
The boys
were on the outside. Today they'll be condemned for doing this.
No, but why was it Mutter then and now it's on?
It's me, I don't know. Kituba off.
Why was it Mutter then?
Don't ask, don't tell. Kituba. Okay, Kitu Be'av, the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis. The Gemara indeed concludes this sugya of the six reasons that La'asin La'avay, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu La'asas Mechol La'tzadikim. Hashem will make a circle for the tzadikim, and Hashem will stand in the middle, and the tzadikim in the circle will point at Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Zeh will point and say, I've got the pasuk, will point, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us salvation. Now, I want to point out, the partial point out, what is the significance of a circle? A circle is something where everyone is the same. When you're in a circle, there's no difference between me and you. Everyone is the same round distance, page. Same distance from the object in the center. All of the mitzvahs are squares. Two are a square.
Men were in the middle because they were the object.
No,
the
no. They are not. All
how did they say?
A circle represents the concept everyone in Klal Yisrael is the same. Everyone, no one is better than the next. Everyone has their tafkid. No one has a right. No one has a right to domineer over anyone else. Everyone is equal in the eyes of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone has that purpose. What's interesting is that Tu B'Av is matched up with Yom HaKippurim. Lo Hayu Yom Tovu Li Yisrael Ki Tu B'Av. The Yom HaKippurim. On both of these days, and we mentioned when we discussed, is that Tu B'Av represents the beginning of the Yimei Tshuva. In fact, Tu Chamisha also above is the same gematria as Kesiva V'Chasima Toiva. Today's the first day when you can wish someone a Kesiva V'Chasima Toiva. And Yom HaKippurim is the end. It's the end of the Tkufa. It represents the Shleimus, the end of the season of Din, the last day. But it's also interesting is that the difference, Yom HaKippurim centers around one person. In other words, on Yom HaKippurim, not everyone is the same. On Yom HaKippurim, we have the concept where not everyone can go into the Kodesh HaKadosh. There's only one person that is allowed entry into the Kodesh HaKadosh. A Kohen, and not just any Kohen, the Kohen Gadol. Yom HaKippurim captures the theme that there are differences between people in Klal Yisrael. Everyone is different. You have your role, I have my role. You can go where I can't go, and I can go where you can't go. There's a difference between what a Levi does and what a Kohen does. A Kohen can scream from today into tomorrow, he's not going to be able to participate in the Shira. He can be the greatest musician in the world. He has no chelak in being singing the shir, playing the musical instruments. A Yisrael can do whatever he wants. There's no way he's going to be able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yom HaKippurim captures the theme that everyone has a different role in Klal Yisrael. Everyone has a different connection. And that, when we take this to the extreme, we focus on the Kohen Gadol. Only he can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tu B'Av represents the fact that we're all the same. A machal. There is unity. Everyone is exactly the same. Everyone stands around in a circle, and there is absolutely no difference between me and you. These are the two extreme days. Lo hayu yamim tovim liyishol kitu be'av v'yom HaKippurim, because these 2 days represent the extremes, and from these two extremes, we're somehow able to find the balance throughout our lives in recognizing that on one hand we're all the same, we're all one big happy family, but there's a balance. There's also in Yadus a realization, an awareness that everyone is different, and there has to be this healthy balance of being unique, but yet everyone is the same. When you take these 2 days together, you create that environment of balance. Individuality versus being part of the community in general. Okay, one last thing about Tu B'Av, which is a beautiful thing, fascinating. You saw it from Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, where everyone knows the sugya in the end of Chelek Dalet of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tov Chof Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us that all of the days of Pesach correspond to a particular holiday, At Bash. At, the first day of Pesach, Aleph, corresponds to the last letter of the Aleph Beis, Tov. What does Tov stand for? Tisha B'Av. The first day of Pesach is always the same day of the week upon which Tisha B'Av will be fought. Beis corresponds to Shin. What is Shin, the second to last letter? Shavuos. The second day of Pesach corresponds to the Shavuos. Gimel corresponds to Reish, Rosh Hashanah. Dalit corresponds to Kof, Kriya. Kriya, when we read the Torah, that corresponds to Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is the day when we finish Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is when we finish, that's what it says Shulchan Aruch. The fifth letter, He, corresponds to Tzadi. What is Tzadi? Tzadi is Tzom. Tzom is Yom HaKippurim. And the sixth letter, Vav, the sixth day of Pesach, corresponds to Pei, Purim. Purim, not for calling Purim, but Purim L'Sha'avah, backwards. Okay, so this is the simon that's given in Shulchan Aruch, simon Tov, Chof, Ches. In the Mechaber, he writes the simon. The problem is, the Mechaber left out one day. He left out the seventh day of Pesach, which is almost probably the most important day of Pesach. The seventh day of Pesach, the Mechaber does not give a simon. What is going to happen? What does the seventh day of Pesach correspond to? Good kasha? Okay, so they say today it corresponds to Yom HaTzmaot. It does. It's true. It does come out the day. The seventh day of Pesach will always be that this is a Zionist thing. What?
Even know about Yom HaTzmaot yet.
Okay, so the question was, so what is the current of why did he leave it out? So Rabbi Wolfson doesn't say Yom HaTzmaot. Rabbi Wolfson says, make a calculation.
Rabbi Wolfson says about Yom HaTzmaot.
No, he doesn't say, oh, sorry, he doesn't say Yom HaTzmaot. Rabbi Wilson, what does it correspond to? In Rabbi Wilson's thoughts, it corresponds to two be'ov. Halay davar, two be'ov. Every single year, the seventh day of Pesach corresponds to the day of the week upon which two be'ov will be chal.
The seventh day.
So the question is, why didn't the Mechaber write this? It's the no-brainer. What?
How does it fit with an ayin?
How does it fit with an ayin? Oh, I didn't think about that. How does it fit with an ayin? I don't know.
It serves.
Seven.
Okay, it's a good point.
Ayin is seven.
Okay, I don't know. But it corresponds. But why isn't this simon mentioned? So he says because Tu B'Av, it's a holiday which has not yet come to be in the full sense. Tu B'Av is a holiday, halacha, and the Gemara concludes. Also, the Gemara concludes the Masech Tabrach and the Masech Tainis and all the six things that happen with the expression Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Osid Ayin. Yeah, in Echanami. That's how the Gemara concludes. The Gemara goes through the six events that took place on Tu B'Av, and then the Gemara says Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Mecholat Tzadikim. And Kadosh Baruch will be in the center, and everyone will point to Kadosh Baruch and recognize Hashem, you are the one who has brought about my salvation. Which seems to indicate is that the holiday has not yet reached its maturity. And indeed, if you notice, all the six reasons are all events that are haschala. The Shvatim were allowed to intermarry, allowed to marry one another. Nothing happened. It was a day where now something new can happen. Now you're allowed to start dating girls in different shapes. Binyamin, they were allowed to start dating. It wasn't a day. Holiday is a day. It's concrete. This event happened on this day. All of the 6 days are not days where events happen that we normally celebrate. They gave permission for the Harugi Beitar to be buried. It's a different type of holiday. It's a holiday which is symbolic of what's going to be in the future. Also, therefore, that's why it's not brought down, because it's not yet mature. It's interesting. What happened on Shlish or Pesach? Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf in the Torah is only coming to foreshadow a much greater holiday. Oz Yashir Moshe Uvinei Yisrael. Oz B'Loshon Osir Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Oz B'Loshon Osir, that the time will come Tchias HaMesim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu will come with Klal Yisrael to sing. Kriyas Yamsuf is yet to happen. The real Kriyas Yamsuf. It's also interesting, the Kriyas Yamsuf is Shiduchim Kosh L'Zad Kriyas Yamsuf. There's another similarity. But what happened on Shlish or Pesach? Vayiru ha'omes Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Abdo. The greatest thing that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. They came mo Hashem Elokecha shoyel meimach ki liyira oisa. Hashem wants yira emuna. Hashem wants emuna. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. Happened on Shlish or Pesach. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem. Uvimosha after. And that was incomplete. How do we know it was incomplete? Because Oz Yashem Moshe. There's more yet to come. there's more yet to come. Tu be'av, there's more to come. Today is only a me'ein of what's yet to come. Halavai, we should be able to be shaved, to draw from what's going to come and bring it into today and be zoicha to all of the brachas that are written in the fourth bracha of the Birchas Hamazon. Have a wonderful Shabbos, a Shabbos Nachah.